Welcome to Earth Eats, a show of real food and green living. I'm Annie Corrigan.
And I'm Chef Daniel Orr.
Happy holidays, everyone. Our episode today includes foiled steamed catfish that is presented like little individual presents to the diners, and a collard greens dish that will have you thinking fondly of Brazilian beaches and 80-degree weather. Next to Thanksgiving, Christmas is the busiest day of the year at the Community Kitchen of Monroe County. According to Executive Director Vicki Pierce, the need this year is the highest she's seen it in her 14 years of work. And the highest percentage of people they serve is children.
We tipped that over 50% a couple of years ago. And in 2009, 61% of the people we served were children. And this year, our children's programs have grown by another 32%. That's intentional on our part. Partially. Part of that is that those programs that we serve, after-school programs with kids who for kids who are at risk or low-income children, those programs are growing.
This lines up with a recent report released by the USDA stating that one in four children were food insecure in the United States in 2009. Food agencies are often seen as a Band-Aid to put on a bigger problem.
We would really rather prefer that people begin to see that sometimes we're part of the solution. Sometimes we're actually helping people make those difficult decisions. It's not just, do I eat or do I pay my utility bill? It's, do I eat at the kitchen and pay my utility bill, or do I go to the food pantry and pay my utility bill? And so while it's, you know, it definitely is a function of there's not enough money in that household, or to they're not making high enough wages to make ends meet, sometimes we're a part of that solution for them when that's the case.
The food bank is grassroots to the core. Folks grow food to donate and walk it into the kitchen or stop by on their way home from work. The Community Kitchen of Monroe County recently purchased a new and bigger building, and they look forward to all the advantages more space will provide.
We do not currently have space to grow anything. One of the things that we're hoping we can do in the new space is be able to grow some things like onions. Quite honestly, onions are the thing we have to buy the most, besides milk. We have to buy them regularly because they don't get donated that regularly, and we use them a lot. Mm-hmm. And they've gotten quite expensive. When gas went up a couple of years ago, doubled, onions doubled, and haven't come all the way back down. So, and just, you know, we kind of breathe sustainability in the sense of anything that comes through the door, there's a use for it. What is it? You know, if we don't get 50 cans of a particular food item, it can't be used for dinner. But we've got our Backpack Buddies program where we send weekend food supplies home with kids. We can maybe put that can of food in there, you know, or we can figure out another way to use that. And so for us, it's always been making the best use of the resources we have available. And I think in nonprofits, we're probably generally a little better at that than most of the rest of the population, out of necessity.
You can read more on our website, eartheats.org. To the kitchen now. This dish is a cute way to give your dinner guests a little dinner present.
A lot of people think of fried catfish, and some people don't like catfish because it's got kind of a earthy flavor. Some people say a muddy flavor. But this is a great way to do it, and it has a real Asian flair, which kind of cuts back on some of that earthiness. All right, so what we're going to do is we've got two fillets of catfish. We're going to put one on each piece of foil. And the foil I have are about a foot square. Okay, we're going to drizzle that with a little bit of olive oil. Okay, now we want some flavors to really permeate the fish. And so what we're going to do is we're going to put some julienne ginger. This is just ginger that I've cut up really fine. Thinly sliced garlic. So this is going to be very aggressively flavored. Okay, next I'm going to add some chilies. You could use jalapenos. This is going to perfume the fish, but it's not going to really make it that spicy if you don't eat the chili itself. Next, we're going to add just a little touch of sesame oil, again, giving that Asian flavor.
So you did two types of oil so far on this fish.
Yeah, I've got the olive oil, and then the sesame oil is very strong. It's more of a condiment than, you know, kind of a fat. You just put a little bit on. Then I'm going to start layering it with some vegetables. I've got some leeks and then some carrots, also julienne. So it almost already looks kind of Asian. And then I've got some chives. These are actually Chinese garlic chives, and I'm just going to break them into about thirds and sprinkle that on top. Okay, now, whenever we're talking on Earth Eats, we're always talking about, you know, all these different flavors that you have, basically about five flavors. You have saltiness, spiciness, you have acidity, the mouthfeel of the olive oil, and then a touch of bitterness, which also comes from citrus. So we've got all those in there. We've got the garlic and the ginger. Now we're going to put some shiitake mushroom caps. Now I'm using dried mushroom caps, which you can get in Asian stores, and you just soak them overnight in some hot water, and they get nice and soft. And they're going to add a real meatiness to this. Okay, and then finally we want to sprinkle the whole thing with some salt and pepper. Okay, now we're going to squeeze the citrus over the top. I've got some lime juice. You could use it whatever citrus you like best, or you could even use some white wine. But I think that the lime really goes well with this. Okay, so I'm squeezing about a half lime over each one. Okay, and then what we're going to do is we're going to wrap these up and have them shaped like little fish, and then we'll throw them on the grill or throw them in a 500-degree oven until they puff up and fill with steam. And when that happens, the fish will be cooked. You can just serve them like that. You already have your vegetable here. If you want to, you could serve some rice with them. We're just going to open them up. Okay, in a French restaurant, they would often, tableside, they would come by and they would, this would be called en papillote in French. What they would do is they would come by and they would pick up the fish, put it on your plate, and put this few of the mushrooms around.
I hope you're going to drizzle some of that goo on top.
Oh, yeah, you have to do that. You can smell the ginger and the garlic. We're going to just take a little bit of olive oil, drizzle it over, and then around the outside. All right, and there is our catfish en papillote, or steamed catfish with Asian vegetables.
And if you don't like catfish, you can make this with salmon or tilapia. Let us know how you prepared it by writing a comment on the website, eartheats.org. We're getting out of the snow and the cold in this next recipe and heading south.
Today we're going to make a Brazilian dish, which is called couve. And in Brazil, they serve it with their national dish, which is called feijoada. And that is a black bean and pork stew that they put everything but the oink in. So this is the couve, which we call collard greens. The great thing about collard greens and cabbage and Brussels sprouts, all these are late winter greens. Okay, what you want to do with this, which is a little different than most collard green dishes, is you're going to cut them as finely as you can. You're forming what the French call a chiffonade. What this allows you to do is to have collard greens without having them stew for, you know, half an hour, 45 minutes, or if you're my grandmother, 3 hours. The next thing we're going to do is we're going to chop some ginger. And I have the rest of my ingredients prepared here, and we're going to take it to the stove. For the couve, or the collard greens, I want to have a nice large pan with a lot of surface area. And what I'm going to do is add some extra virgin olive oil to that. All right, we're going to add our onions. Got some red onions. Add some of that nice ginger and the garlic. I'm going to add that nice thinly cut collard to this. And basically all we want to do is wilt the collard greens. And you can already see that this would make a really wonderful bed to put underneath a lot of different things. I'm going to season it with the lemon zest, a little bit of salt and pepper. That's nice. It's wholesome. It has that kind of minerally flavor of the cruciferous greens.
The presentation for this dish is really beautiful, with orange slices and roasted tomatoes, lots and lots of color. Check out photos and print the recipe at eartheats.org. And take a listen to older podcasts and join the conversation about food, news, and policy issues on our blog. It's all at eartheats.org.
Support for Earth Eats comes from Blooming Foods Market and Deli. Information at bloomingfoods.coop.
Production support also comes from goodsforcooks.com, online at goodsforcooks.com.
Earth Eats is a production of WFIU Public Media. Thanks for listening. I'm Chef Daniel Orr.
And I'm Annie Corrigan. See you next time.